the one thing that's great about music is that music is a great escape for people and provides sort of, you know, helps them express people's emotions. That's what's amazing about music and what makes it precious.
In 1994, Garbage were invited to submit a track to the latest edition of Volume, a regular magazine and compilation CD of up-and-coming new bands in the UK. The track they handed over, Vow, was chosen simply because it was the only one they could finish in time, and they never had any intention of releasing it as a single. However, it attracted a huge amount of attention, including airplay on Steve Lamarck's influential Radio 1 show. This soon led to it being picked up by college radio in the US, and Garbage's record company insisted that they release it in its own right. Reluctantly, the band issued Vow as a CD and a limited edition 7-inch single encased in a metal sleeve in June of that year. Garbage hadn't really wanted Vow to come out as a single because they felt it wasn't really representative of the rest of their album, being by far the rockiest track on there. A strutting, armour-plated, foot-on-monitor sleaze anthem, it was a full-on, no-prisoners introduction to the band. And although buyers of the LP, who expected to find another 11 Vows, may have been disappointed, it was still a stunning opening volley. Shirley does her best Patti Smith impersonation, singing of Joan of Arc, crucifixions and Jesus Christ, before promising, "I came around to tear your little world apart," in the soaring chorus. Relentless pounding drums and a tense, insistent guitar riff give way to a breakdown of acoustic finger-picking and clanking industrial noises. In retrospect, Garbage were quite pleased that Vow was their first single instead of, for instance, Milk, as that may have led them to being pigeonholed as a dance act. After Vow and its even darker follow-up, the non-album track Subhuman, people wouldn't know what to expect of them. They could do what they liked, and they did. Garbage, the album, is an accomplished, powerful collection of songs about fear, lust, and envy. The band felt an enormous amount of pressure while making their first LP, knowing that Butch's reputation as a producer would precede them. There would be no time to develop naturally, away from the spotlight, and critics and fans alike would be instantly skeptical, ready to pounce and tear the record apart if it was anything less than extraordinary. Garbage knew they had to come up with the goods, because if they failed this time, they would not be given a second chance. The positive side was that with the pressure so intense, even at this early stage, they knew it couldn't get any worse. Also, they realized they had a platform. Whatever they did, it wouldn't be ignored. With its heart-stopping, queasy guitar riff and juddering machine-like rhythms, Super Vixen immediately sets the tone for the whole album. The song takes its title from a Russ Meyer film, and Shirley is in full-on dominatrix mode in this tale of submissive sex. The track also acts as a sort of laying out of contractual terms to Garbage's fans. Make a whole new religion, a falling star that you cannot live without, and I'll feed your obsessions. There will be nothing but this thing that you will never doubt. It displayed a shrewd grasp of the pop game and a dark, intelligent, and ironic sense of humor at work. The subversive, seductive, breathy trip-pop of Queer was an outsider anthem. Its slightly off-center rhythms and vertiginous dropouts adding to its musical empathy with nature's freaks and lame ducks. The song encouraged them to use their differences to their advantage, to celebrate themselves instead of becoming victims. A murky sexual undertow drags the listener in as the layers of menacing guitars become increasingly overpowering. "You can touch me if you want," Shirley breathes over the fade-out. "I know you want to." On the original demo, Butch had sung lead vocal, screaming all the way through, but Shirley took the opposite approach, and it worked. Only Happy When It Rains borrows its title from a Jesus and Mary Chain song. A fuzzed-up, swaggering rock anthem, it mocks teenage angst and self-conscious miserablists everywhere. With the hook line, "Pour your misery down on me," it was destined to be misunderstood by as many as appreciated its tongue-in-cheek ambiguity. All, however, could relate to its powerful, radio-friendly appeal, supported by waves of scything violins and backwards guitar. As Heaven Is Wide, a rumination on sin, lust and betrayal, also began life as a full-throated rocker, before being stripped back to just Shirley's vocals and Duke's bass, with Butch building the song up again with drum loops and electronic effects. Not My Idea features martial metal riffs, slam dancing around a central driving rhythm, with acoustic guitars strumming in a Velvet Underground style on the verse. A Stroke of Luck is probably the album's weakest track, being almost garbage by numbers. Quiet, loud dynamics, trip-hop verses enlivened by sonic effects, menacing detuned guitars on the chorus, and lyrics about lust, obsession, masochistic religious imagery, and so on. Things pick up, though, with a brilliant double header of Vow and Stupid Girl. The latter, a driving pop song full of strange rattling and gurgling sounds and a one-note guitar riff that bends in the middle, was an attack on the cool in crowd and fakes everywhere. Another fuzzed-up rocker, Dog New Tricks, has a guitar hook reminiscent of the Sisters of Mercy, a great doom-laden chorus with Shirley complaining of being used and abused, but in no mood to take it lying down. My Lover's Box is another tune a bit too reliant on the quiet verse, loud chorus trick, with Shirley sounding not unlike Polly Harvey. It's still a powerful song though, especially at the climax as guitars and keyboards roar together like jet engines. Manson remains in Polly Harvey mode on Fix Me Now, as almost ZZ Top guitars strut around over chiming, interlocking rhythms. The chorus is pure anthemic pop, perfect for FM radio, but subverted by a trademark breakdown of queasy, distorted noise. Shirley sings of being broken and needing love, but never sounds anything less than in control. Finally, Milk is a downbeat ending to the album, Manson at her most alienated and detached. I'm lost, so I'm cruel, she sings. And yet, at the end, she's still waiting, waiting for you. The minimal pulsing rhythm and drone backing recalls the pump of a hospital life support machine, with Shirley as some futuristic Snow White trapped in her coma. Garbage described the lyrics on the album as a collaborative psychotherapy session. Although they were all exercising their own demons, sometimes unknowingly, Shirley had the final say as she was the one who had to sing the words. The themes, though dark, are universal. Voyeurism, hedonism, perversion, obsession, and the art of self-destruction, all masked by a radio-friendly pop sheen. A spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down. Garbage had arrived, and they were just what the doctor ordered.